risk-free rate. The other issue is partial term hedging. This is another strategy that people use currently. I have a 10-year debt instrument. It's fixed. I want to convert those fixed interest flows to floating for the first 3 years of the 10-year instrument. So I'll buy a 3-year interest rate swap, and I'll receive fixed and pay floating. And under today's accounting, everybody's happy. It's synthetic, no problem. Under this standard, you can't do it, because the change in the fair value of a 3-year swap will not offset the change in the fair value of the 10-year instrument. And you are not permitted to just slice off the last 7 years and look only at the first. Actually, you can do that, but then you still won't be effective. The reason is that you need a terminal payment at the end of the third year in order for the fair values to actually work. So you can go ahead and say, I'm going to designate my swap as the hedge and change in fair value of the first 3 years of cash flows. You know, actually, it's not exactly true, but let's pretend you did, and you just ran your models. You'd never come close, because the first 3 years of it is all just interest, and there's no final payment to create the duration that will match the duration of the swap. Basically, you know, you talk to your traders or the people that are running the models and tell them, hey, run a model that shows the change in fair value of the first 3 years of the cash flows of this 10-year debt instrument, and compare that to the change in fair value of the 3-year interest rate swap, and they will never be equal. But if you do that with a 3-year debt instrument that actually has a maturity at the end of the third year, and you do it with a 3-year interest rate swap, they'll be very close. So as a result, it's just something to be aware of, that something that works today under synthetic accounting will not work under the standard because of the need to get into this fair value concept. Any questions?